Welcome to Brand by Design.
Welcome back to the channel and the podcast, everybody. First of all, I have to say, did you have a mini heart attack when Meta went down? I know I did. When I first went to log on to Facebook,
personal brand,
said I was logged out.
Stand out.
My first thought was
for what you are best at. If you are ready to leverage your unique expertise,
this is the power
and build
of
a highly profitable,
different platforms and leveraging your business.
This is
and community on different.
Without further ado,
I didn't lose the legs in my business today. I had my email list and I have YouTube, and we're doing the exact topic that I was going to do over on Instagram. I was going to go live over on Instagram today, and that's ultimately how I figured out that the two platforms were down, or if we include Threads, the three platforms were down. So I want to use this first as a reminder, guys, please do not put the fate of your business, your bank account, and your community on Meta or any other singular platform. Diversifying your content is critical. Thinking long-term is critical, and creating an email community is critical. You need to be able to reach people. And this isn't even just taking into account if a platform goes down. It's also taking into account if a platform permanently goes down. I mean, is anyone old enough to have seen or been around for MySpace? So we need to be thinking long-term in our business, and we need to be problem solvers. I mean, we are problem solvers if we are entrepreneurs. That is quite literally our job, to solve other people's problems. And we need to think like a CEO and have the foresight within our business of, what if platforms go down? If I'm only leveraging Instagram, I don't have an email list, I don't have any way to reach people, what do I do? And we need to be thinking about this now. Something I talk about with my clients all the time is thinking like a CEO, not an employee. An employee, and I want you to think about, before we get into the topic of today, where you might be doing this. An employee is waiting for someone to tell them what to do, maybe even looking for permission. Is it okay if I launch this? And that might even be from Human Design or BG5. Waiting for the coach to point something out, waiting for, you know, something external to give you permission, just like an employee would. An employee is going to sit there and wait for the next thing to do, wait to be given the next project or the next task, wait for something to go wrong and then fix it. As CEOs, we need to be self-led in leading ourselves powerfully, thinking very different than we've been conditioned to think through the employee world and the employee mindset. So you also need to be taking account things like this. Am I building my business on a house of cards? If the platform I've built my business on, which Meta is one entity, so Facebook, Instagram, Threads, goes down, what do I have in my business? And if you've been building, even say your community, you have a free community on Facebook instead of an email list, how do you reach your community? YouTube is fantastic. I've been pushing it for years and years and years. Very few people listen to me about it. YouTube is great because you can monetize your YouTube channel itself when it gets to a certain size. So anyway, that's all I want to say about this. That is a brand strategy piece today that you need to be thinking about. Second thing I'm going to say quickly before we get started is there are 5 days left to join us in the BG5 Business Bundle. Guys, I have such big plans for this platform and this space for 2024. You get access to, like, everyone's going straight to the BG5. And this is actually what this training today is about. Everyone's going straight to the BG5. I want you going straight to the strategy. And my priority in 2024 is building out the Elite Human Design Strategy Portal, which you guys have access to in the BG5 Business Bundle. So throughout 2024, not only are you getting access to over $5,000 worth of content, you're getting access to everything except Brand by Design 101, my signature branding course. You get access to Business by Human Design, Ignited, my cash campaign course, it all. But I'm going to be building out the strategy portal for you guys this year with very practical strategy you can apply. So the longer, of course, you're in, it's a minimum 3-month commitment. It is rolling. So it'll continue to roll after 3 months unless you reach out and ask for us to cancel it. And the longer you stay, the more strategy you get for $55 a month. Like, it's insane. I think I lost my mind a little bit. And that portal used to only be available to my iconic mastermind clients. So it was a minimum 6-month mastermind container or one-on-one. So it is really epic. Now, that is a great lead-in though for our topic today, because I mentioned an offer called Ignited. And this was I launched this before, just before we got the house. And I believe it was the end of, oh my goodness, what year is it? So it would have been the end of 2022, I believe. And it was a strict focus, very niche course on building a cash campaign. And I would say it hasn't been my biggest seller, but those that have actually said yes to it and done the work front to back and applied it right away have had insane results. And this is what I want to talk about today is Ignited. It is in the BG5 business bundle. I would suggest it is a priority for you. If you say this or any variation of this, I have no money coming in, I have little money coming in, or I need money now, I need cash now. And I think a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs are almost afraid to say that, right? You've been so deeply conditioned that, oh, like that's low vibe, that's bad. People are going to be able to feel that energy. It's disgusting. But the reality is life happens. And whether you have an unexpected maybe medical bill for yourself, a child or a pet, whether something comes up, you know, the house needs a new roof or something, there are times where you, the reality is, need a cash injection in your business. And if you can relate to that, if you have found yourself saying recently, I have no money coming in, I have little money coming in, my business isn't growing, or I need a cash injection, something along those lines, I'm going to tell you something that you need to prioritize and something you do not prioritize right now, which is probably going to be the opposite of what your not self mind is telling you need and don't need. One, do not, I repeat, do not prioritize more information in Gene Keys, Human Design, BG5, any of it. Do not prioritize that. Why? That's not selling shit. It will refine and amplify. It'll make your sales, your marketing cut through the noise, sure. But if you're, number one, not getting out there selling right now, we don't even know what's working in your business, first of all. We don't know what marketing is working. We don't know what offers people are saying yes to. We don't have any tangible data to look at and say, let's amplify this with BG5 and let's scrap that because it's not working anyway. So if you are not actually getting out there and selling, how are you refining with BG5? If you aren't going live to your community, how are you worrying about your voice? You need to start speaking first. You need to trust your voice first. You need to get grounded with strong roots. And this is how I say things. And this is who I am. And this is whose lives I can change with my offers before you worry about gate this, gate that. But yes, we can refine with it. Yes, we can amplify with it. Yes, we can use it as signposts. If your voice is meant to be, I believe, and you keep saying you think, absolutely, that is a major signpost that you might be operating through the not self, but it's not selling. And if you are using the words of, I have no money coming in, I have little money coming in, or I need a cash injection, I need money now, worrying about refining is not your priority. If you are not going live in your brand and selling, worrying about the nuances of your voice is not a priority. You need to start using it. You need to start showing up. You need to start shaking people at their core with the mission and the message that you were meant to bring. And if you then think, but how do I know? Because I need to know BG5 first. That is a signpost that you are operating through the not self. That is a signpost that you are not grounded in your truth. It is a signpost that you are looking external for something else to tell you who you are. And that is the opposite use of these systems and tools. First, you must get grounded in who you be. And that's something that I don't know doesn't apply to. I'm not asking you how to get to the moon. I'm not asking you to build the next satellite that's going to get us to Pluto. I'm asking you, who are you? You know, you just have stories that say why you don't. And you cover it up with, I don't know, because it's easier to say, I don't know, than it is to say, well, I'm afraid I'm going to get canceled. I'm afraid if I put myself out there, I'm going to fail. I'm afraid if I really launch what I want to launch and help people in the way I want to help people, that it's not going to be received. It is easier to say, I don't know, which is a load of bullshit, than it is to be honest with ourselves and look ourselves in the eye in the mirror and admit what is actually holding us back. So if you find you are saying these statements, do not prioritize refining with BG5. If you are not showing up in your brand consistently, do not prioritize with BG5 or Human Design or Gene Keys of any of it. If you are not selling daily in your stories and doing calls to action on your posts, do not prioritize with Human Design, BG5, Gene Keys, or any of it. So what do you want to do? What is a priority? A cash campaign. It's very practical. It's not sexy, but you need to prioritize a cash campaign. Not only to get money moving in the business, there are multiple reasons this benefits you. If you haven't been selling, it starts to position yourself as an actual brand, not someone that's just inspirational. It starts to show people that you have something to help them with, to solve their problems with, to cheer lives. So it gets you in the momentum of selling, and it also gets your community in the momentum of buying. I would not suggest ever that a cash campaign. So what people end up doing in their brand is they end up going month to month and launching something brand new every month with no plan long term. Essentially, what they're doing is making their entire business a cash campaign. And that's not sustainable. It's not scalable. And it's why a lot of people are burning out. And there is nothing wrong with gaining momentum both for yourself and your community with a cash campaign. There is nothing wrong with saying, I need cash now. I need $10,000. I need $20,000. I need $30,000. And putting your full ass behind a cash campaign. And you don't need to heal more. You don't need to know more. All you need to do is show up for your community and sell. And I want you to feel in your body what happens with that. Because again, we hide our real shit under stories of, I don't know, or I need to know more, or I need to heal more, or I need to do this, or I need to do that before I can show up. I need to know more about my niche. I need to know more about how I solve problems. This stuff, you know, stop hiding behind it. Stop hiding behind it. Hold your feet to the fire. What do you know to be true right now? If you were making $30,000 on a cash campaign, what do you know to be true in your bones and how you would be serving and how you would be showing up? Hold your feet to the fire of answering those questions. Start to think differently. Instead of what if, from a negative slant of what if it fails, what if it doesn't go well, what if no one buys, what if in a positive slant? What if you actually show up? What if you actually sell daily and that 100 people audience that you have in front of you can't wait to buy what you are offering them? What if you finally show up and speak how you want to speak and speak life into your mission and speak life into your community and speak life into your brand, and that 50-person audience that seems so small right now is knocking down your doors for your one-on-one offer? What then? Start to shift how you see things. Start to shift the conversations you are having with yourself. Start to shift the conversations you're having around you. Put yourself in communities and around people that challenge you to be your best, that challenge you to step into that next level, that challenge you to see the potential and possibility rather than the drawbacks. But I'm telling you right now, guys, and this might really cut deep for some, if you are not getting or in momentum within your brand, if there's no money coming in, do the opposite of what your not self tells you to do. Because your not self is in service to the voices, or the mind is in service to the voices of the not self. The mind is in service to your drama. The mind is in service to your bullshit stories of, I can't, it's not the right time, I don't know, it's not for me, I need to know more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And here's the thing, guys. You do know. The real fear that's hiding below all of this is, what if this actually works? And it is going to work because there's people that need you and need your offers. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to look at a couple steps that you can apply today. Now, if this was me and I was purchasing the BG5 Business Bundle membership, it's $55 a month. If it was me and I was thinking, okay, I have little money coming in. I am prioritizing cash campaign. I need a cash injection. I would be getting my ass in there and doing Ignited first and selling immediately like that. That is who's going to see the impact and change in their business. Who is not going to see impact and change is those that get in there and they just want to learn more BG5 information, and they're putting off selling, they're putting off showing up, they're putting off the calls to action, they're putting off showing their heart to their community and breathing life into the mission they're meant to bring. Because that's not going to save you. BG5 won't save your brand. It will amplify it. It will refine it. It will give you some signposts, but it will not save you nor your brand. No one is coming to save you. You need to lead yourself. All right. So my priority, if I got in there, would be number one, go straight to Ignited. It's not sexy, but you're going to sell in it. And when I launched that as a live offer, we were getting 10,000 plus, upwards of 20, 25,000 in cash campaigns that were happening from this. If you have a completely cold audience, that might not be the reality, but it might be, because your audience may have been waiting for you to finally own what you do and how you serve them. And it's going to depend on what you put behind it. So that would be number one. I would get in, get to Ignited. Number two, I'd be sitting down today and writing out, and you can do this even without Ignited, write down at least 15 things you could sell today. I would be looking at who's in front of me and the problems I solve for them, who is already in front of me. So if you have a certain demographic, a certain niche in front of you, trying to sell them something that they don't want is not going to work, even if it's a cash campaign, even if you try to force it down their throat, right? It's like forcing Buckley's down someone's throat. They don't want it. Stop. So I'd be looking at least 15 things you could sell to the people that you already have their attention. You already have their attention. They already like you. They're already watching. Give them what they want. You can even do a series on your Instagram stories if Instagram works today. If it doesn't, go to your email list. If you don't have an email list or you don't have a different platform, this is a lesson. This is a kick in the ass. This is a reminder. Treat your business like a business. All right? Write down 15 things. How can you serve people? Number two, if you need a cash injection and you have a smaller or a cold audience who isn't used to buying, maybe up to this point, you're randomly posting, you're not consistent, you're not really claiming your space, and maybe that audience sees you as inspirational, but not as an authority to purchase from. That's okay. What I want you to do is still write down 15 things that you can sell today. You're going to pick one. Pick, however, an offer that is higher priced. Because what we're looking at, typically good or great conversion, is 2 to 5%. So if you're selling an $11 offer and you have 50 people in front of you, that cash campaign, no matter how great it goes, no matter how great your conversion is, isn't going to make a dent in your bank account. So I would be looking out of those 15 things, can I offer a one-on-one session, even a VIP day, really get my hands in and dirty with someone and get big results for them? There's a double reason for this. One, a higher ticket item is going to get more money in your bank account. It helps you take some of the pressure off of you, take some of the pressure off the business. And two, you ask for a testimonial. You serve like your heart has never served before. Now maintain that level in your brand and you get them such a big transformation, they can't wait to write you a testimonial. Now that testimonial, that social proof is used as marketing in your brand to sell more. All right, so you're going to pick a one-off session or a one-on-one offer. Three, you can create a quick sales page. You can also simply create a link to buy. I ran my business up to six figures on links to buy. I didn't have a sales page. I didn't have a website. I was just links to buy. Click here or DM me for the link. So you don't have to worry. If you're like, I don't even have a platform, I don't have Kajabi, that's okay. Do not use that as an excuse. We are fighting for our dreams, not our drama here. If you're fighting for your drama, you need to look at and prioritize, do you actually say, or do you actually want what you say you want? And you need to have a difficult conversation with self. So create a sales page, quick sales page, or a link to buy. Part four, you're going live daily talking about it. No excuses. Live video is the single-handedly best way to build your community. It is the single-handedly best way to be relevant to people, to build intimacy with people, and create omnipresence. Go live daily. If you want to take days off, take the weekends off. If you really desperately are in need of a cash campaign and you really desperately are like, I need to get this business going now, you and your personal power can choose, right? I'm not your authority. I don't tell my clients what to do. I hold space for their goals and what they need. And if personally, if I was looking at a business that needed money now, needed a cash injection, and I was also sitting there going, oh, I don't really like going live, you know, I don't want to bug people with like a call to action on all my posts, and email marketing is disgusting. And like weekends, like, yeah, I just can't do it on weekends. Then I would be looking at my priorities, guys. There's no wrong way to build a business, and there is a wrong way to get to your goals. And we have to be honest with self where our priorities lie. And there are seasons in life and seasons in business where your priority is not your business. And if someone, so we get to choose what we prioritize. So go live daily, calls to action on your posts, and sell in your stories every single day. You can make really cute, easy graphics on Canva that take 10 minutes. They have templates. Create the template on what you offer, the outline, who it's for, what the transformation is. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Repost it daily. Get your beautiful face in your stories. Communicate with your people. Show your face. Show your voice. Speak life in your mission. And start getting that momentum going. And once you start to do this, notice where the not self is going to come in. Actually, I have a vacation coming. So like, I really shouldn't. I'm afraid of blank. Going live isn't aligned. Notice where your drama starts to come in. And something I say to my clients all the time is fight for your dreams, not your drama. So be honest with self. When you hear that not self voice coming in, it does not have to drive the bus. The not self is not normal. It is not you. It is shit conditioning you have identified with and made your own. You can opt out of that at any point. You can throw it in the fuck it bucket and say, you know what? I've believed for the last 2 years that this wasn't aligned, or I shouldn't do this, or I can't do that, or I'm afraid of that. And today I'm taking back my personal power and choosing differently. Because all those stories are, all those beliefs are, is conditioning you took on, made your own, and opted into either consciously or unconsciously, which means today consciously you can adopt an identity of someone who figures this shit out and makes it happen. Someone that builds and scales a 6+ figure business. Someone that knows how to sell, someone that shows up powerfully. You can opt into that today. You can decide today that is who you are and who you've always been. You do not need to heal more for that. You do not need more information for that. In fact, the majority of my clients, all we do is look at the information they already know about BG5 differently. Because they've been seeing it through a way that's limiting them rather than expanding them. They've been seeing it in a way that boxes them in and prevents action rather than the fire that ignites action. It's rarely something new. So what we want today is a shift in perspective. What we want today is for you to show up and decide who you are and how things get to go, including how your business gets to go. Come up with something. Write 15 ideas now. Decide what you are selling and go live today and sell it. And like I said, if your main platforms have been Facebook, Threads, or Instagram, it's a tough lesson learned. Build your email list. Build other platforms you can reach people. Start a freaking YouTube. It's not hard. If I figured this shit out, anyone can figure this shit out. And start selling. Start speaking life into what you do and why you're here. Start speaking life into why people should give a shit that you are selling them something. And run a cash campaign. I'm telling you right now, that is going to be the difference. Run a cash campaign. And I do teach that in Ignited, step by step, in the BG5 business bundle. So again, if you can relate to this, I'm telling you, get in, start Ignited. It was 5 days. We ran it over 5 days. So day one was on day one, day two was on day two, et cetera. In 5 days, people had a cash campaign ready to go. Where would your life and business be? And if 5 days you were launching an idea to your community and selling, it's going to require messy action from you, but you can do it. All right, guys, 5 days left for the BG5 business bundle. I'll see you in there if it's calling to you. We also have the Brand by Design Mastermind launching this week with limited spaces. We start in April. And Keys to Cash 2.0. I'm so excited, guys. Keys to Cash was one of my favorite courses, my most popular, and we're relaunching it for round two. So keep your eyes open for that. It's been an honor, guys. I hope this ignited a fire within you because I believe in you. We've got to light that fire under our asses and start selling your people. They want what you have. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.